Magnetic tape offers numerous creative possibilities.
Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's show.
The music you are listening to is completely electronic. Nearly everyone you know cooks electrically or will.
9, 50, 51, 52, 53.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, which is in Canada. Isn't that nice? My name is Gareth Moses, and this is a brand new edition of More Than Human, your weekly guide to all things weird and wonderful in electronic music. This week, we've got brand new offerings from Moonstar, Jokers of the Scene, Fort Romo, previews of upcoming events involving robots, and much, much more. Here's the ever-wonderful Lego Welt, though, with something to begin proceedings in the correct fashion. Welcome to More Than Human.
Thank you.
Brand new from Lego Welt, that is a track called Evaporate With Me to Infinity, and it's from a brand new EP called Anaconda Flow. It came out on April the 6th on the great label Technicolor. I'm sounding a bit spacey in here tonight. I don't know whether you can hear this on your wireless sets, but it's sounding very strange over my headphones. Anyway, thanks for joining me. This is More Than Human on CITR. We're going to kick straight on because we've got a lot of great stuff to get through tonight. Luca Lozano, he is the label boss of the Fantastic Class label, and he's got a great LP out called Life in Black and White, and this track is called In This World, But Not Of It.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you.
Always room for some unsettling stuff here on More Than Human. That was Ayueki, and it's a reissue of his early 90s direct-to-tape recordings. It's been reissued on the label Antinote, excuse me. Yes. And before then, we heard from Luca Luzzana from his debut LP, Life in Black and White, a track called In This World But Not Of It. We're going to talk about upcoming events after a couple more tracks, but I did want to tell you about this one right now because it's happening tonight right after the show. Starts at 8 o'clock at the Rio. It's the Eye of the Storm, number 8. It's the last one of this current stretch, this season, if you will. Flying Octopus are playing, Ace, A Decade, Kafka, Broken Sleep, Vasho, Polly Hatchet. If you've never been to one of these events, it's held at the cinema at the Rio Theatre. $10 to get in. Lots of experimental, strange instrumental acts playing their stuff, accompanied by strange visuals on the big screen. So it's unusual and very successful, and you should get down there as it's the last one of the season. Okay, we've got a couple of tracks from new releases from the excellent New Canada label. We'll start with Moonstar and a track called The Metropolitan. Thank you.
lousy smarch weather.
For this issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver, housing crisis, earthquakes, black floods, Richmond, underwater. No more Discorder, ever. No more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder, ever. Discorder, ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Sarah DeVachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
going to try a different microphone and see if that sounds any better. It kind of does. And my microphone too now. Hey, that was Jokers of the Scene from Toronto. We haven't heard from them in a long while. It's on a brand new. It's a song on a brand new compilation called Ambient Parks Volume 2. It was the Dawn Valley mix of Yonge Street, a reference presumably to Toronto's Yonge Street. I'm so perceptive. And before then, Moonstar from their brand new Mount Real EP, The Metropolitan, was the track before that. And both of those releases are on the excellent New Canada label. If you haven't ever checked them out, go and find them, newcanada.ca, I think, or newcanada.com. Very good design sense, great releases, huge back catalogue, well worth investigating. You're listening to CITR and specifically More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. And you may be listening on your radio or streaming live on your digital device. But you can also hear all the back episodes if you want to subscribe to iTunes. Just search for CITR and More Than Human. Or you can do this. You can go to morethanhumanradioshow.tumblr.com. And that's where I post all the playlists. Nice pictures and a little MP3 of every episode as it comes out. If that's a better way for you to hear the show. Let's have a quick look at some gigs then coming up. There's a plethora of interesting stuff in the next month or so. Wednesday next week, the Wise Hall is Simon Scott, Marcus Fisher, and Lossil. Fantastic to see Lossil. He's in a supporting position there. I can't remember who. Oh, it's Slowdive. So Simon Scott's bringing kind of a unique solo electronic music to Vancouver with live instrumentation, audio processing. Can you tell I'm reading this? But he's actually the drummer for the seminal shoegaze band Slowdive. I never really did the shoegaze thing. It skipped me, or I skipped it. But anyway, everyone's telling me that that's a gig to go to, so maybe we should go check it out. Next Friday, at the Fox Cabaret in the main floor, Deadbeat from Berlin is there, which will be fantastic. And if you go along to that, please pop upstairs, because Matthew and I of More Than Human will be doing our second of our regular monthly sessions in the projection room, playing lots of techno and house and strange pieces that we found along the way. Come and say hello, have a drink, and check out Deadbeat downstairs. We've got on 18th of April, also next week, there's so much going on, isn't there? Neil, N-E-E-L, voice from Voices from the Lake, one half of that outfit, which I think will be fantastic. And Alex Rackett is doing the audio, and the visuals are by Jean Brazo, a.k.a. Friendly Chemist. Remember that fantastic 1080p release? We should play some more from that, actually. Nine Inch Nails touring keyboardist Alessandro Cortini is coming to play the Fox Cabaret on the 23rd of April, so that's a week after next, with guests Phil Weston, fantastic, Devachi, Sarah Devachi, Pop Drones from this very radio station, CITR, will be DJing. It's going to be a top night, so that's fantastic. Okay, so this is the last one, and this is the one that's got me really excited. At the Planetarium. No less. We've seen a few things at the Planetarium. Demdike Stare. I don't know if you remember our breakdown during that performance. Larrigy. If you don't know Larrigy or Larrigy, I never know how to pronounce his name. He's a New Age pioneer par excellence and fantastic. Just fantastic music. I love his work. And he's got a brand new compilation out. And in support of that, he's doing a live performance at the Planetarium. Ramsey is in support. And they're also going to do a laughter session. I don't remember what the official title was, but it's like a meditation, laughter meditation. That's going to be taking place, I think, at the Skylight. I'll find out for you. But that's definitely something to go along to. Okay, that's your gig update. Let's get straight on. We haven't had any library music for a long time, so why don't we do that? Thank you.
Have you received your Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite Voting Package? If you didn't receive your voting package and you would like one mailed to you, simply call Elections BC at 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. Or go online at elections.bc.ca/OVR to register or update your voter information and ask for a voting package to be mailed to you. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
That woman has a voice for radio, doesn't she? Yes, Elections BC, make sure you're voting in the Translink plebiscite. It's almost over, isn't it? I think we've only got a little time left if you haven't voted or registered so far. So very brief pieces of library music there. We started with a short piece called Automation by Robin Artus and Paul Katz, and you'll find that on the really wonderful public information release, Tomorrow's Achievements, the Parry Music Library, 1976 to 1986. And after that, we heard a track by the Joanna Group, Whore's Phase. And that's on that great compilation by Barry Seven, Barry Seven's Connectors, 21 Rare Library Tracks. Yeah. I played the B-side of this track, of this 12-inch rather, by Tornado Wallace last week. And it was utterly fantastic. It's out on RVNG. So we thought we'd play the full 7-minute A-side. This is Kangaroo Ground by Tornado Wallace. We'll be right back.
Beppy Chris Band presents
difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Wondering if you'd like to do- The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Lucia Mish, Morgan Purvis, Denise Froman, and Dominique Ashaid. Plus, Hullabaloo, the BC Youth Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
That was quite full on, wasn't it? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the world. Yes, I'm Gareth Moses. And yeah, we've almost out of time. We've just got a couple of things left to play for you. But what we did just play was the great new 12-inch from Tornado Wallace, which you'll find on RVNG, Kangaroo Ground. We played the ambient track Fern Tree Gully last week, which was lovely. That was the full-on A-side. I think we'll be giving that a spin on Friday at the projection room upstairs at the Fox Cabaret. And after that, we played a track from a new compilation compiled by Hooney. I called him Honey last week, but I was corrected last night, for he DJed at the Fox Cabaret downstairs. It was a big success, and I kept saying it's Honey, and everyone said, no, it's Hooney, and it is indeed Hooney. He's put together a great compilation called Sound from the Far East. It's out on Rush Hour, and it's mostly Sochi Tirada. I think yeah, we played a couple of tracks last week, but Shinichiro Yokota. Yokota was that track, and it was a Do It Again. I absolutely love that one. That's brilliant. I think I've got time for one or two more, but let's try this. It's a brand new album called Insides, very favorably reviewed. It's by an artist called Fort Rameau, and this track's called Folly. And it's one of those strange fade-ins which I never look at before I press play. So it's going to take a little while. Yes, professional journalism. That's all we've got time for tonight on More Than Human. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks, as always, to executive producer Matthew Griffiths. Please join us next Friday in the projection room for a More Than Human session with Drinking and Dancing. And then join us again next Sunday on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next is the excellent Rhythms India. Have a fantastic week. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms
India. Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Sunil Kare.